I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Today, we focus our entire program on Philadelphia. It has the highest murder rate of this country's 10 largest cities. More than 300 people have been killed this year, and the police commissioner admitted yesterday that traditional policing is not working. We'll speak with the commissioner in just a minute. He was at Sunday's 10,000-man rally, which recruited thousands of men, most of them African-American, to help the police battle a wave of crime. We'll hear from the sister of one murder victim, community activists who are trying to make a difference, and some of the city's music artists. But first,
City of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, it's a new day.
That's Bishop Darrell Robinson of Philadelphia's Yesha Worship Center. He had the attention of somewhere between 7 and 10,000 people at Sunday's rally at Temple University. Community activists, famed music producer Kenny Gamble among them, came up with the idea of asking thousands of men to show their presence in the community. 6,000 men had already volunteered online. Many thousands more waited up to an hour yesterday to sign up in person. They'll be trained but not armed, nor will they have police powers when they hit the streets for three-hour shifts. Police Commissioner Sylvester Johnson strongly endorsed the idea in this, his last few months before retirement. Sylvester Johnson joins us now from his home in Philadelphia. Welcome. Thank you for speaking with us.
Hello. I'm glad to be here.
Did you get what you wanted from yesterday's rally?
I believe we did. And a lot of people forced it. We couldn't get that many men to show up or get involved. And I think we really exceeded our numbers. So I am overly happy that the men showed up and basically not only showed up, they stayed for the entire program.
What was it like for you to sit there and, you know, see all these men present themselves?
It was very encouraging. The good thing about it didn't come from the city government. It didn't come from the police department. It came from the streets. And men here in the city of Philadelphia, especially African-American men, have decided that we're going to make a difference, that we're going to go in there and we're going to control our own neighborhoods. We're going to take our neighborhoods back. By using that terminology, going to take them back, means that we actually gave them up. I don't think we really gave them all up, but at the same time, men need to show up in our communities. Men need to show up in our schools. Men need to get involved.
I wanted to ask you about this alleged no-snitching rule on the street. And obviously, there's a lot of controversy about whether this ethos exists or not, or to what extent that it exists. Do you see any sign that people are more willing to come forward with information about crimes than they have been in the past?
Well, sure have. In the last day, we've had some major crimes here. We had the two retired police officers that were killed up in part of our city. Within an hour, we had all kinds of calls. We made arrests within 24 hours. We had a couple other major crimes that have happened here. Within hours, people started calling up. We were upgraded for prison, which is the maximum security prison here in the state of Pennsylvania, where the lifers have basically said to themselves that, and they came up with the saying, citizens witness crimes, criminal snitch, which are you? And these are inmates in the penitentiary that are saying these type of things. They're encouraging their people to get involved. When those retired officers were killed, we got the information within less than one day, or 40-some hours, we had that solved. And it shows community that if we work together, we can solve these crimes. You're safer with that person being in custody when that person's still walking the street. Because if you shot one time, the history shows you're going to do it again. So we see a change in attitude, a change in the community with the idea that we're going to get involved. Based on the last 1 and 2 months, we had an incident where we had an Asian person killed, beaten by a group of kids. Within hours, information came in. And not only came in, it came in with names, not anonymous, but it came in with names. They wouldn't go to court. And what our program is also is that when these people come forward, and they witness crime, then we have men who have volunteered. We will go to court with them. We don't need the police to protect them. We'll protect them ourselves in our own neighborhoods.
You've had a very long career in law enforcement. I think, 40-plus years. Why do you think this is happening in your city now? Clearly, there have been crime waves before. I'm thinking about, the crack epidemic of, say, 15 or 20 years ago. But why this and why now?
This is just not a Philadelphia problem. Matter of fact, I just came from a conference in New Orleans with the major city chiefs. It is a national problem. And the facts are that in this United States, last year there was 100,000 people who were either shot or murdered, basically by guns. 85% of our homicides here in the city of Philadelphia are guns, handguns. And it's so many social issues that are involved in this. I mean, the facts are in Philadelphia, 94% of those who are being killed and 94% of those who are killing are high school dropouts. although you say that we have the top 10, you know, homicide rate in the entire 10 major cities, you also have to realize that we have the highest poverty rate compared to all the cities. 54% of Afro-American men here in the city of Philadelphia are not working. 52% of those men who are entering the ninth grade are not graduating from the 12th grade. So there's a lot of issues that are involved in this that law enforcement can't solve. It's impossible to solve a problem that we did not create. We can only go out there and arrest people, although we're trying to do a lot of things that are proactive. But at the same time, last year we locked up 74,000 people. We confiscated $140 million in drugs and 6,000 weapons. We confiscated more weapons in the city of Philadelphia than any city in the nation besides Chicago.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Philadelphia Police Commissioner Sylvester Johnson. Talk to me about what these men will do, these men who have now come forward to participate in this anti-crime effort. What will they do that you're not already doing with neighborhood watch programs, for example, or existing community programs like Concerned Black Men or Mothers in Charge? What are they going to do that's different?
They're not going to do hardly anything different. What they're going to do and what we decided to do in the last 3 or 4 weeks of time, the people who joined, the volunteers to join Concerned Black Men, join Boy Scouts of America, join assistant organizations that's already there. There's no sense of reinventing the wheel. What it does is put more volunteers and more men on the street where they're needed to be seen. So we're not going to have any specific patrol out there. We're encouraging men to join organizations that already exist. If there's an area where there is no organization, then let's create one. Let's you know, make one to get involved. And do it in the area that you want. We want them to join, adopt kids, join these mentor and tutoring programs, go out there and volunteer. We're asking them to just to volunteer for assistant programs that's already in place just to enhance what these organizations have already done. We have approximately 700 organizations now have come under one umbrella, and that is the 10,000 men call to action.
How do your rank-and-file officers feel about this effort? On the one hand, I could see where they're encouraged that they're not alone in their efforts. On the other hand, I could see it where they might see it as a sign that they have failed.
Well, I don't feel as if can feel is that when we locked up more people than we've ever locked up in the history of Philadelphia, and this year right now, we're 4% more than rearrested people more than this time last year. We've confiscated almost 12% more guns than we did this time of year and about 6% more drugs than we did time last year. You got to remember, those in Philadelphia are Philadelphians. There was a large amount of police officers, all of these police officers, was at that program yesterday. So I don't think it's the failure of the police department, because we can each take a failure. We can point fingers to the failures of the schools. We can say it's failures of the school because 94% of those who are dying, 94% of those who are being killed are high school dropouts. We could point the finger at a lot of different people, but it's time to stop pointing the finger. And I don't think the rank and file has indicated or have any feelings that we failed them because we didn't lock up more people. I mean, we can only do so much. Law enforcement is restricted to what they can do. We can't change the educational system. We can't change the poverty. We can't change the unemployment. I mean, we can only do it. We're law enforcement people. We can only go out there and do things. Traditional policing is not working. Traditional policing is only locking people up. That is not the only answer. Do we have a responsibility? Sure we do. Can we solve all the problems in society? No, we can't.
Now, you are retiring in January, and I understand that, and, you know, congratulations on your years of service. What do you plan to do upon your retirement?
Well, right now, I says I'm going to retire on January 7th of next year. But the only thing will change will be my title. My commitment to my community, my commitment to the city will still be there. I have a couple offers to teach in some of the colleges here in the city of Philadelphia and outside the city of Philadelphia. I'm not sure whether I'm going to do that or not. At this point, I've worked last Saturday was 43 years in the police department. I've worked my entire life. I will still be out there working, maybe on a voluntary basis. Maybe I will teach. I don't know at this point. But I says for 43 years of my life, I've been in the city of Philadelphia in law enforcement. And for a while, I'm just going to rest.
I don't blame you. If you and I were to speak, let's say a year from now, what conversation do you think we'll have about this? Do you think that the situation will be better, worse, the same?
I think the fact that these men came out yesterday, and if you were there and you see the enthusiasm of these men, and we have follow-up. It wasn't just a one-day rally, like I said. There was instructions given to these men for the next 10 days. They were to be assigned different schools throughout the city of Philadelphia for orientation. After that, they will be assigned recreation centers to report each day. We want them to go out there. Actually, what we had was resource booths up there. I understand there was over 200 people signed up for Concerned Black Men yesterday. There was over 1,000 signed up for Town Watch organizations. So we had these resource people. They had some signed up for mentoring tutors. They had some signed up for Boy Scouts of America, Boys and Girls Clubs. Those tables was at the, you know, at the Clear Course Center, and people have already signed up. So, again, in the next year, hopefully, there will be a major difference here in the city of Philadelphia involving crime, involving violence, and also we can change the educational program. We've talked to a lot of companies who have volunteered that says they will start even getting ex-offenders jobs, going out there to try to mentor and tutor people. We want these business people, these people, the doctors, the lawyers, the other people, to get involved in their community. And a lot of times people in our community, I grew up in North Philadelphia. I have every intention of going back. I'll always go back. But at the same time, we have a lot of people move outside the city, move outside the neighborhoods. We have to go back to the communities that we grew up in and give back.
Sylvester Johnson is the police commissioner of the city of Philadelphia. Mr. Johnson, thank you so much for speaking with us.
All right, thank you for the opportunity.
And congratulations on the next phase of your life.
All right, thank you very much.
Later in the program, the music and prose of activism in Philadelphia. Here's a little bit from yesterday's rally.
10,000 men. This is a call for the black man to unite, rise up, stand proud, stand tall, black man. We will not take a fall, black man. We will not accept defeat, black man. We will not allow our children nor more to roam these crooked, corrupted streets, black man.
We have more on the fight to take back Philly streets coming up next. I'm Michelle Martin. The conversation continues on Tell Me More from NPR News.